Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hand, that no enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from that greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes the wall of grace, sometimes the wall of faith, other times this sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of grace surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong can move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes the wall of faith, other times the sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
It must have been a sad day for all his disciples when Jesus was going away. But as he rose through the clouds, he left them this message: I'll come back for you this same way. Tarry here a little while, my brother, tarry here and work while it's day. Tarry here, it won't be much longer till I come back to take you away. Now this road that I travel sometimes gets so rocky, it seems like I just can't go on. But the thought cheers my heart with, I stop to remember, very soon now we're all going home. Tarry here a little while, my tarry here and work while it's day. Tarry here, it won't be much longer till I come back. this road that I travel sometimes gets so rocky. It seems like I just can't go on. But the thought fills my heart when I stop to remember me. Very soon now we're all going home. Carry here a little while, my brother. Carry here and hold while it's safe. Carry here and hold me much longer till I come back to take you away.
I never made a fortune, and it's probably now too late. But I don't worry about that much, because I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping much better than I sowed, for I'm drinking from the saucer, for my cup is overflowed. Don't have a lot of riches, sometimes the going gets mighty rough. But I got a kid that loves me, and that makes me rich enough. I just thank God for His blessings and the mercy that He has bestowed. For I'm drinking from the saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And I remember the times when things really went wrong, and my faith got so very thin. And then all at once the dark clouds broke through again, and the old sun broke, and the sunshine began to shine. So Lord, help me now not to gripe about the rough roads that I've hoed, because I'm drinking from the saucer, 'cause my cup, it's overflowed. And if God gives me the strength and the courage when the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, because I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help another bear his load. Then I'll just keep on drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed.
You do not have to bear it all alone. Lord, you have a friend who knows about your struggle, and he'll be standing there when all your friends are gone. Calm the troubled waters of your soul. Take your broken heart and make it whole. If the storms in your life grow dark and cold, well, He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Turn to Jesus, and my friends, then you'll tonight, that He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Take your broken heart, make you whole. If the storms of your life grow dark and cold, yes, He will calm the troubled waters of your soul.
I am reading today from the New King James Version, and in Matthew 7 and verse 24. Everyone who hears my words and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. It rained hard, the floods came, and the winds blew, and it hit that house, but it did not fall because it was built upon the rock. Now everyone who hears my words and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. It rains hard, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it hit that house, and it fell with a big crash. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the people were amazed at his teaching, because he did not teach like their teachers of the law, but he talked like a person who had great authority. I remember a story that was told of a young man who was a builder of houses. His father-in-law one day gave him the plans to build him a brand new home, and he told him, said, I want you to use the best you can find. I want the best of windows, the best of siding. I want the best of floors. I want this to be the best house that you've ever built. Well, the young man seeking to try to make a few extra dollars, and he decided, well, I'll just use something that looks good, but it's not really as good as I could possibly get. But anyhow, he built the house. It was a beautiful home, and it looked great. And he gave the keys to his father-in-law, and his father-in-law said, is this a good house? He said, this is the best that you could build, the best lumber, the best windows, the best flooring, the best of everything. And then he handed his son-in-law the keys and said, okay, this is a building that I wanted you to build for yourself. You know, we need to be very cautious of how we build. You see, Jesus is trying to say here, it is following the instructions. And you know, the Bible has instructions. It tells us how we ought to build. We're building our lives. We're building a foundation and a structure for the future. We're not only building our lives, but we're building lives that are around us. We're building our children's lives. The life that we live will affect our children. The life that I live will affect my wife. The life that she lives will affect me. And you see, we've got to follow the instructions. God gave us instructions. God told us how to live, not because He wanted to punish us, but simply because living like God said that we could live and would live, that would bring a prosperous living to us. We could enjoy our life. You know, a lot of lives are never enjoyed because they're not really going by the instructions. I believe the Bible says, if you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The Bible said the soul that sinned, it's going to surely die. And the Bible teaches that simply because sin is the root of all damnation. Sin is the thing that destroys. It cripples, it weakens, and it challenges every person. And when we are challenged to cut corners in our lives, and when we're challenged to do things our way, then, sir, we're headed for a calamity. You see, if we ignore the instructions, there was a time that God winked at our ignorance, but today He calls all men to repent. I had a fellow to say to me the other day, repent of what? Hey, I haven't done anything really I need to repent of. Sir, ma'am, you're a sinner. You're a born sinner. You're born without God. You're born with your back to God. You're born walking away from the omnipotence and the presence of God. You're walking away from the best security. You're walking away from the best help that you can have. God wants to help you. I like the story that is on television, touched by an angel, because the whole emphasis upon that story is telling people that God loves you. And because God loves you, God will help you in life. But we've got to follow the instructions. We've got to be willing to do what God said, because God doesn't tell us these things to bring hardship, but God tells us these things that we might prosper and be well in health, even as our soul prospers. You remember back in the great Exodus, God gave the Ten Commandments, not to be a burden, but the commandments of God were given for the instructions and the pillar of instructions that they must follow so that they can have a very prosperous life. But you see, we've got to choose the proper foundation. God gives you that right, sir. God does not make you as a robot. God lays before you His plan, His purpose, and then His providence lays before you. But you have got to choose the proper foundation. You've got to start off right. If you don't start off right, then you'll not end up right. You've got to go down, get down real deep, get down to the solid foundation, and build your house upon something that is solid. You see, one who builds upon the weak foundation, it will not stand, because there's going to be times that the rains are going to come. And that's why in this writing that Jesus made it very obvious. He said the rains came and the floods came and the winds blew, and the house that was built upon the solid rock, it stood. But notice the other house where the rains came and the floods came, and then all of a sudden the foundation began to weaken. And when the foundation began to weaken, and then the building failed. It's the same way with our life, sir, ma'am. We are weak. When I am weak, He is strong, and we're weak in our own foundation. But when we build upon Jesus Christ, He is the rock. He is the center of our salvation. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the very end. He is the one who loves us. He is the one who gives us strength and gives us courage. And that's why David said, though I walk down through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It doesn't mean that we'll not have floods. It doesn't mean that we'll not have rains, because even the strongest house still goes through the same situations. Here in West Virginia, just last week, we had a tremendous flood. Cities were flooded and homes were destroyed and animals were killed. And it was a disastrous thing. We had one person that made the statement that a man went there to see that destruction. And when he pulled into the city, someone stopped him and said, do you have any drinking water? And he said, no. He said, my children hasn't had a drink for a day and a half. Hey, sir, let me tell you something. It rains upon the just and the unjust. But when we build upon the foundation of God, when we build upon the solid foundation, that's why that I say, if God be for you, there is no power that can stand against you. You say, preacher, God knew this. Why did God bring this judgment upon these people? God doesn't bring judgment upon you, sir. God may allow things to happen, but yet it's not because that God is not for you. It's simply because these things will happen. But where would we be without God? When we build our home and we build a solid foundation and the winds come and the rains come, then all of a sudden the foundation begins to crumble, then the house will automatically fall. You see, one who is not foolish enough to ignore the importance of the above. It's very important. You know, there's important matters in our life. I get up every morning, when I get up out of my bed as a pastor, having visitations and having many different things to take care of through that day, I ask myself the question, God, now what is the most important thing I need to do today? You see, there's important matters that have to be taken care of. First, I need to raise with prayer. I need to rise with God on my mind. I need to raise with the focus that God is there, and this is a brand new day that God hath made for me, and I can rejoice and I can be glad therein. Now, I walk to the quarters of the hospitals, and I walk into the convalescent places. I visit in the penitentiaries. I meet people along the way who is faced with the dilemmas of life, and sure enough, it comes to my mind, why, God, is this allowed to happen? I don't know. I don't understand, but I do know that this is my day that God's given me, and I refuse to be anything else other than under the channel of the blessings of God. I used to love to hear Oral Roberts make the statement, expect a miracle every day, sir. There's nothing wrong with expecting something good from God, because God's a good God. God loves me, and God cares for me. And even in all my dilemma, even in all my storms, even in all my situation, God is still there. God is tending to all my needs. So one who is not foolish enough to ignore the importance of all these things, and it's very important, the structure of my life, the spiritual side of my salvation must be structured upon God. And when one suffers from the loss for trusting in his plans of his own devising. You see, when we devise our own plan, when we devise our own purpose and leave God out of the picture, sir, we're headed for a bad fall. We're heading for disaster. When we build the shoddy buildings, when we build a structure that will not stand, when we come to God, and I really believe this, that we may come to God, but we don't come fully to God. We are not really willing to lay it all before the foot of Jesus and say, "Oh Lord, okay, God, it all belongs to you." I remember that one day a man comes to his pastor. He said, "Pastor, what do I have to do to follow Jesus?" He said, "You've got to give it all to him." He said, "You mean my wife and my home and my children and my car and my boat and my camper and all that I have sitting around the place?" He said, "Absolutely. You've got to give it all to God. First yourself, and then give all of these other things, because God wants everything that you have." And he said, "That only leaves me with one cottage way out in the hillside that I, where I go to relax and get away from everything." And the preacher spoke up and said, "Oh yes, by the way, God wants that also, sir. God don't want half of you. God don't want a third of you. God wants all of you." Why? Because when God is in control, then things are going to be better. You see, our lives are out of control. Our nation is out of control. People are out of control simply because they're trusting in their own plans. When we plan and when we build, that's exactly what happens. I want you to notice something very important right here, though. When Jesus mentions the two builders, he gives them a choice. He said, "You can build upon a solid rock, or you can build upon the quicksand." And sir, today the choice is yours. You cannot come back and blame God. If you build right, then you will live right. If you build right, the structure will be right. If you build right, then you will end up with a perfect and a beautiful foundation, a perfect and beautiful home. But if you build upon the sand and the storms come and the rains come, then, sir, you have no one to blame, because the structure of that home has fallen simply because you have failed to follow the instructions of the plan of God. You see, when this man said to his son-in-law, "Build me a house," and when he built it, he handed him the keys and said, "Here, it's your home." Who is going to have to suffer for building a shoddy home? No, not the man that had it built, but the man that built it. The man that it belongs to now is going to have to suffer the consequences of a very frail structure of a home. So Jesus is simply saying to you and I, hey, you want prosperity? Hey, if you want to live a good life, if you want all the good things out of life, if you want to live a prosperous and a wholesome and beautiful life, then build this way.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made every sin, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with all. He grew his life. crucified on a tree that he created with great love for man. God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. God looked down through time, saw him fed upon, rejected, and mourned. Oh, still he grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross. As he took his life, with love he gave it. He was crucified on a tree. God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. He grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rock.
Life has been so good, I can't complain. For when I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. When I'm so weary from the struggle of it all, but then I listen, oh how I listen for his call, and heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on the mind. Someday I'll leave this world behind. For heaven is sounding sweeter all the time.
We appreciate each of you for your loving prayers, and we look forward to being with you again next week. And as we leave you today, always remember there is something to believe in.